We just heard there, Telstar. Why did you choose that song?
My mum had a great collection of 7-inch singles. She had lots of Beatles and lots of the Kinks, and we used to stack them up on the mono player under the arm and probably scratch them to heck. And this one, it's the first synth hit single. Yeah. It's the great Joe Meek. But I used to bounce off the sofa to this, probably the precursor of my mad windmilling dance that I've perfected in later life. But yeah, my sisters and I used to bounce around the lounge to this song. You know, I mean, how old is it? Early 60s. And yet it's such a great melody and a seminal synth song for a synth boy.
Your next choice is Cockney Rebel, Judy T.
All right, confession time.
Go on.
I had a Cockney Rebel Steve Harley scrapbook when I was a teenager. You know...
This is adorable.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you. Other people would not agree with you. But a long, long time ago, at the Ivor Novello Awards, I was lucky enough to be there. And across the room, I saw, sound like a terrible name drop, but I saw Gary Kemp from Spandau Ballet talking to Steve Harley. Now, I knew Gary. We bumped into each other at TV shows. Yeah. But I'd never met Steve Harley, and he was my first hero. Yeah. So I just had to go and say, "Hi, Gary, excuse me, mate. I just need to say hello to Steve." And he just went, "Steve Harley, I'm Andy McCluskey from Gus and Live in the Dark. I'm such a fan. I'm a fawn, gush, gush, gush. Thank you, goodbye." And walked away. I thought, I'm not turning round because I bet Steve Harley's just turning to Gary Kemp going, "Who was that nutter?"
No, that is the most brilliant story. Let's hear it. This is Judy Team.